views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hi, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself and live your dreams. You can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud by just searching for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can also connect with me personally on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And here at Lucid Planet Radio, we are also very pleased to announce that we have recently been picked up by CRN Digital Talk Radio, which is going to be bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. Wow. This is a great time to jump in and become an advertiser or a sponsor of the show. You can go to our website, The Lucid Planet, to find out more, or email me directly at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's Dr. K-E-L-L-Y-N-E-F-F at gmail.com. So stay tuned for that. Now, one thing that's very important here on Lucid Planet Radio is that we have talked a lot, especially lately, about visionary culture and transformational festivals. And indeed, these events have had a huge impact upon my life personally, and they are really setting a course in our society for the way that people come together to learn, to grow, and to connect to one another. And these events are really evolving our consciousness and helping us to provide solutions for the problems that we are facing as a society. And it seems only natural then that here on Lucid Planet Radio, we are talking today all about Lucidity Festival and Lucid University, their new course offerings. You can see the overlap in the name. And lucid, of course, means bright, shining, clear, luminous. And that's really the energy that we're trying to bring both here at the radio show and also for this amazing event. I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about it and introduce our guest today. If you haven't been, this year's event is Lucidity Festival Crossroads, and I will be there this year for my fourth year with the Lucid Planet. In case you haven't heard of Lucidity, it is an open source transformational art and music festival, and it is back for the fifth chapter of its epic saga of personal and collective transformation. And this year we are really looking at the challenges that we face as people on a planet when we arrive with solutions. This is the crossroads. The time is now. This is our sociocultural evolution happening. Our global human family has really been entangled in a liminal transitional zone between what was and what will be. And the crossroads is this place between the worlds. It's this limbo zone. We've been confronted with the dark night of the collective soul, a great fear of the unknown. And yet here we are making this push through finally eliminating the oppressive powers of mind control and socioeconomic domination that have been hanging over us. So we are really, the idea of this event is that we're kind of like the dreamers of the new dawn, and we only spend very few moments on our grief over what we've been through, but rather we are here to envision solutions. We resolve to cast light upon the darkness, to dig our hands in the dirt, to sing songs of a peaceful future, and to actively sweep away that which no longer serves us. So you can see this is more than just like a party or a music festival. There's really deep intentions behind this. And to talk about these intentions and so much more, I'm very pleased to welcome Jonah Gabriel Haas to the show. He is the Lucidity Festival Marketing Director and its co-founder. Jonah is a messenger. He is a cultural anthropologist. He is a lucid dreamer, and he is a successful entrepreneur. A little bit of his history: after completing a double bachelor's of science in marketing anthropology from the University of Maryland, he went on to earn an MA in cultural anthropology from the University of California, Santa Barbara. And during this time, he focused his studies on the anthropology of tourism, community-driven resource management, and on the social theory of global capitalism. Also on today's show, we will be hearing clips from some brand new tracks from some amazing Lucidity artists, including Hollis, Groove Session, Oneness, and Grime Time. So let's get started, and please welcome Jonah to the show. Welcome, Jonah.
Hi, thank you, Kelly, for that kind introduction. I'm pleased to be here today.
It's great to have you here, and this is such an exciting time to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to talk with you for the next hour about all the ways that we're excited and about Absolutely. The amazing event that we have coming up here in April at Live Yes. Oaks Campground in Santa Ynez, California.
Yes.
Where we're playing out the fifth chapter of a 6-year story. And thank you for reading the chapter 5 synopsis of what Crossroads is all about.
Very few events take this much time and care to really put their identity out there and to have a meta narrative about the story of the event.
Yeah, the meta narrative is something that I really feel like sets Lucidity apart. You'll notice other events will do year-to-year annual themes. And what we've strive to do with Lucidity is we've strived to connect each of those themes in a larger 6-year story. And so each year is the next chapter of a meta narrative that the participants of Lucidity can come and participate in and co-create the experience. And if I can talk about that meta narrative a little bit, I think it's pretty interesting. It's our mythos, right? It's a mythic journey. We're very much inspired by the work of Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey.
Yes.
And we've organized because we've noticed that some of our most celebrated epics are organized into trilogies. We've organized into two trilogies. And the first 3 years,
trilogy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry. The first 3 years, the first trilogy was about personal transformation. And so year one was Awaken Your Dreams. And so that's all about awakening and lucid dreaming and realizing ourselves as infinite potential. And then the second year was The Totem's Return. And so that was a deeper personal exploration of all of the different aspects of self that make up who we are, totem animals and archetypal essences, which can be seen at the festival in our 7 different themed camping villages.
Yes.
And then year 3 was Universe, and that was about collective realization. That's realization of all of these essences being inside each of us, and a realization of oneness with all of the universe. And we didn't want to end there because we've noticed that there are... there seems to be a large focus on personal transformation at these types of events, but we really wanted to bring it then back to collective transformation. So once realizing oneness with the universe, it's sort of bringing that awareness back down to Earth and looking around and realizing that there are other people on similar journeys. And year 4, the first year of our second trilogy, was called Kindred Quest.
Yes.
And that was about our collective human past and learning from our ancestors. And this year, Crossroads is about our collective human present. And
yes.
It's all about the now. And like you said in the introduction, looking out over the landscape of our species and our planet and recognizing all the challenges that we're facing and arriving with solutions. And then next year, our conclusion to the six-year story is called Eudaimonia. And that is a Greek word for human flourishing. And it's about our collective human future and where we're going. And we obviously hold a very optimistic view of our human future. And we believe that we can create a brighter tomorrow. And so, that's a brief overview of that meta narrative and that six-year story that we're creating with Lucidity.
I think that's amazing. And like I said, I don't know many other gatherings that really put that much intention. I mean, obviously Burning Man, there is a theme every year and kind of a story every year, but I love how you guys really pulled it together into these two trilogies and how people coming to this event, it's really for a complete collective connection to the present and to our culture and to our community and to finding solutions. And we're going to talk more about that after the break, because I think that the emphasis on kind of finding solutions is what really makes like the new breed of transformational events stand out. So you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we're going to take a very quick break right now. And when we come back, Jonah Haas and I are going to explore so much more about getting lucid and Lucidity festivals. Enjoy these fresh tunes from our Lucidity artists and stay tuned, and we will be right back. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is Jonah Haas, who is talking with us about Lucidity Festival and really the crossroads of humanity. Before we went into that last break, you guys heard a really sick clip off Grime Time's new track, Couch Surfing, and you will be able to check him out at Lucidity. And on the way back in and during our commercial that we just had, you heard Hollis's Back in the Day. You can also check them out at Lucidity. And before we continue with our discussion about kind of what sets Lucidity apart and what we can expect in an average day at the festival, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Jonah, and how to kind of get involved and find out the information they need on the festival.
Thanks. LucidityFestival.com is our website, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Lucidity Festival. If you want to send me a personal email, that's fine. Jonah at Lucidity Festival. That's J-O-N-A-H at Lucidity Festival. There are a lot of ways to plug in to our event, and I'm happy to guide anyone who's interested in that.
Awesome. Awesome. And so, you guys, you can definitely get in touch and find out everything you need to know on the website. But I just wanted to bring up, you know, why is it, Jonah, that events like Lucidity Festival can have such a profound impact on people's lives and the evolution of their consciousness? Why is that?
I think it comes down to the intention of the producers. I think that intention really flows through everything that we do. And so, with some events, there's an intention to throw a really good party, and that will come through everything that they do. And in other events, maybe the intention is just to make money. With our event, we came together as a community, and we brainstormed. This was back in 2012, before we ever threw any event. We brainstormed, what are the core values that we really want to produce events around? And out of that community collaborative brainstorming process, we identified 7 core values. And those core values are available on our website for anybody to check out. But they're basically participation and immersion in the artistic process, yes, personal growth and global healing, awake and aware consciousness, environmental and social responsibility, family fun and creative play, communal reciprocity, and transparency. And so those are really like the touchstones that everything we do, every decision that we make, every piece of content that we curate, we're touching in and making sure, is this in alignment with our values? Mm-hmm. And so that really comes across in the experience that people have when they come to our festival. They can see things like environmental responsibility in action. They can see awake and aware consciousness in action through the type of programming that we offer. Yeah. And family fun and creative play in like our family garden, which is our family village. And so, to answer your question succinctly, I think it really has to do with the intentions of the producers. And if the intentions of the producers are to contribute to expansion of human consciousness, then you'll find that. Yes. And if that's not part of the intentions of the producers, then you likely won't.
Yeah. And I mean, you really nailed it here, because I have to say, I wouldn't do this show. I wouldn't highlight any event unless it was something that I absolutely loved. And I've been to Lucidity for 4 years, just as a participant, just as somebody who's there, just loving it because of the way that I feel when I'm there, the sense of community I have, the things that I've learned, how nice it is to share the space with everybody in that environment. And you can see on the web, I've actually written blogs and articles even before Lucid Planet, just about how my experiences at Lucidity were so healing and profound. And so this is something that I really believe in as well. And I think that I just want our listeners to know that, you know, this is a real thing. And if you're lucky enough to be in Santa Barbara area or to be able to make it to the event second week of April, you should go. And the programming and the day, and I guess let's start by talking about what's a day like at Lucidity, Jonah?
Well, a day at Lucidity is really anything that you want it to be. It's really a choose your own adventure type of experience. We offer so much content and so many different types of experiences that one person's experience of a day at Lucidity could be completely different than another person's experience of a day at Lucidity. And so the reason for that is because we've created 7 different camping villages that are fully integrated into the festival content and offerings and environments. And each of these villages revolve around archetypal themes. So we have the Family Garden, we've got the Goddess Grove, the Healer's Sanctuary, the Lover's Nest, the Nomad's Nook, the Trickster's Playground, and the Warrior's Way. And then we also have the Lucid City, which is where our main stage and our merchant village and our Branches Mobile Gallery is. And then we also have the Lucid University, which is our hub for transformational education. And so
it's a lot
depending
going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And you know, within those villages, there's 3 different music stages. There's probably about 15 different workshop environments. And really, depending on how someone's feeling inside, they'll be drawn to a different area of the festival. You know, if someone is interested in having an experience of flow and movement and martial arts training, they'll probably gravitate towards the Warrior's Way. If someone's interested in live music, they'd probably go to our Trickster stage in the Trickster's Playground. For those people who are really all about electronic music, our Nomad's Nook has got an amazing party vibe and a lot of interactive art installations. For people who are more interested in ceremony and ritual and connection and relationship, the Lover's Nest is a great place. The Healer Sanctuary is a place where we offer fee-free healing services. And so it's all by donation. It's not there's not set charges for that. And people can get Reiki healing, sound healing, massage, body work, tarot readings, that sort of thing at the Healer Sanctuary. It's a great place even for crew like myself. When I get overloaded with the stresses of production, I go to the Healer Sanctuary for an hour and I'm totally recharged. It's awesome that we have that at our event.
It is. I actually remember not last year because I couldn't go last year, which was tragic. But the year before, it was like Saturday night and the music was blasting and everything was going off. And it was like really amazing. But I stumbled to the Healer's Sanctuary and I ended up having a really profound spiritual out-of-body experience during a crystal bowl session. Mm-hmm. And I just sat down, like I just kind of stumbled and there was someone walking you through breathing and meditation. And I kind of was laughing because I could totally be dancing and getting down right now, but I needed just to completely recharge and relax. And that was almost more profound for me in that moment. I love that. I love that about Lucidity, that you can literally wander around and come across all kinds of magical people and art and experiences and the programming. I mean, let's talk a little bit about, I don't know if people realize how diverse the workshops and the programming offerings really are.
Yeah, we have workshops from everything from art and creativity to consciousness and spirituality. We have kids play shops, workshops focused on gender alchemy and intimacy, relationships, and sexuality. We have workshops on lucid dreaming and sustainability and permaculture, yoga, there's a lot of yoga and meditation, flow arts, martial arts. And then we've even had stuff about quantum physics and, you know, theories of UFOs. It's very diverse, our workshop programming.
Sounds like Lucid Planet Radio. I think that's amazing. And you just mentioned too sustainability. Can you feel the focus on sustainability when you're at the festival?
Absolutely. And I can talk about a few different places where that's felt. One of the things that we really like to do is what we refer to as our end single use campaigns. And so in all of the places where other events might use throwaway objects like cups or plates or paper mats, we try to create things that people will keep, artifacts. Yeah. An example of this is our map banner. If you've gone to other events, you might get a map of the grounds that is a paper map that you use for 2 days and then throw out afterwards. And instead, we print our festival map on a cloth bandana. And it's beautiful, and it is functional because it helps you get around, but then it's also wearable. And we see people still 5 years later with our first year map banner.
Awesome.
You know, they exist out there in the world for a long time. So that's one of the things that we really strive for, is creating a zero waste event. If you're familiar with the Burning Man ethos of leave no trace,
yes,
we sort of rally behind a mantra of leave it better.
Yep.
And so the ways that we're doing that at Live Oak Campground is we're collaborating with the county on an oak management plan. One of the things that we're kind of suffering from here in Southern California is a really wicked drought.
Yeah.
And so the trees at the festival grounds are not in great shape. And so what we've done is we've brought in permaculture experts and have taken a really good look at what's going on with these trees and how can we minimize our impact on them. And so between our third year and our fourth year, we reduced the amount of cars that we would bring on site by 1,000, because we learned that the cars driving over the root systems are impacting the dirt, and it's making them harder to Yeah.
Jonah, I'm going to cut you off. We're just going to head to a quick break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk much more about sustainability at Lucidity and beyond. So stick with us on Lucid Planet Radio, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Jonah Haas here of Lucidity Festival talking about really the whole lucid experience that we get from festivals. And when we went into the last break, again, you heard Grime Time couch surfing, and coming back in right here, you just heard a little clip, but it's a really dope track that you should check out from Oneness called Unnamed. These are unreleased tracks of our Lucidity artists. Woo! So before we went to the break, we were talking about sustainability and permaculture and how too many cars on site were affecting the trees. And this is important because Lucidity traditionally and moving forward has had a huge focus on permaculture and sustainability. Right, Jonah?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, we launched our first ever permaculture intro to permaculture design course in the 4 days leading up to the festival. And it was in collaboration with the Pushing Up the Pavement permaculture tour that Polish Ambassador did that some people might be familiar with. Yep. And we hosted a permaculture action day on the literally the day that we were hosting early arrivals to come on to our festival. And so that was so successful. We had about 35 students in that course, and everybody raved about what an educational and transformative experience it was, that we decided that this year we would do it again and we have expanded it into what we're calling our Lucid University Course Week. Yeah. So this year, in the 4 days leading up to the festival, we will have our Lucid University on site at Live Oak Campground, and we will be hosting 5 different intensive trainings on 5 different topics. One will be an intro to permaculture design certification course. One will be a lucid dreaming intensive. We'll have Reiki healing levels 1 and 2. We'll have an art and creativity intensive taught by an amazing artistic creative master, Dave Zabowski, who is an ex-Disney animator.
Oh, wow.
And an embodiment and leadership course taught by Samantha Sweetwater. You may be familiar with her modality of dancing freedom. We're really excited to be offering these 5 courses for people who want to go deeper into a subject that perhaps they've gotten a taste of at a workshop at a festival before, and are interested in really upping their game, developing new skills, developing new understandings, and hopefully contributing to them aligning with some creative life path or healing life path that we feel is really important for this time on the planet and with our species. So,
absolutely. Well, and I think this is a big part of, you know, how festivals are evolving our consciousness because of the idea of continuity, right? And the idea that this is something, what you learn at the festivals, and particularly for those who are lucky enough to go to the Lucid University, this is stuff that you bring home. It can change your life. It can change the course of your life. And it's something that you come away from the festival with, like, real knowledge. And, you know, I've spoken to you and to Wesley, who works with Lucidity, years ago before this was a thing. And we had a whole conversation about kind of reimagining higher education and what that would look like, making it more accessible to people. And this is the idea here is that this is kind of like going to be part of a track that people can continue to come every year and take these classes and expand what they've learned. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have envisioned that the Lucid University focuses on 5 different tracks, and those are spirit works, community works, earth works, creative works, and body works. So each one of the courses that I mentioned fits into one of those tracks. And I guess if you take one intensive within each of those courses, you could be a Lucid University graduate.
Yeah. I mean, I love that idea because, you know, higher education, it's so exclusionary and, you know, all this, the craziness surrounding debt. And of course, I'm a product of higher education, but I see the problems with it. And sometimes you're better off just taking a really immersive course around great people in a very conducive environment. And that can actually teach you more than like going to like a you know, online class or college class or whatever. I mean, because for the Lucid University, you're actually going to get to live on site before the festival and have the festival built around you, which I think is really cool. And you guys are providing awesome, like, organic meals for everyone, right? There's like a whole thing going on.
Yeah, totally. Our mindful feeding commissary is one of the shining points of our event that we really celebrate, and it serves ethically sourced, sustainable, organic, local foods. And so, you know, we want to keep everybody nourished, and there's something about keeping everybody nourished with the same food and the same vibration food that really supports coherence in than the energy output that those people have and experience with one another. And during the festival, that mindful feeding commissary is like our thriving heart of the event where people come to get nourished. It's all sort of like a picnic table style. So people are connecting with people and having amazing conversations and then getting re-energized and bring that, that the love that the food is created with back into what they're doing out in the festival. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Mindful feeding commissary.
Yeah, mindful feeding commissary. That's what's up. Can I have one of those in my house? that sounds great. I can't wait to try it. I'm so excited. And I also wanted to mention, if you haven't bought your tickets for Lucidity, you can save a lot when you buy the ticket to the festival with the university ticket. Are you guys still offering that?
Yeah, it's called our Education Plus Celebration Full Lucidity Experience Bundle. I know that's a mouthful.
Nice.
But yeah, if you get the Lucid University course week with the festival pass, we throw in the Mindful Feeding Commissary pass for the festival. It is already included with the course week, but we throw it in for the festival, and you save over $100. So
that's awesome. And if you enter Lucid Planet as your discount code, you can save another $15 on top of that. Right? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So,
totally.
Right. So, okay. We got a couple minutes to the break, like 3 minutes. And I just wanted to briefly bring up kind of the long-term goals of the festival, that I've heard that you guys are actually looking for kind of permanent land space to create permaculture design and to host people really like all year round, even after the festival.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you've heard that, because we want that message to get out there as far and wide as possible. We are looking for a permanent land node where we can create an intentional community, where we can host events, maybe as big as the size of Lucidity, but certainly smaller intimate events and retreats. We'd love this. We envision this land to be like a living demonstration site for what's possible around sustainable living. So permaculture design, growing our own food, healing arts integrated into the flow of life, community action, and really dynamic forms of governance for making decisions. And so, yeah, it's like a whole systems approach towards community living that we're really calling in. And so we're looking for the right piece of property and or the right partners to make this dream a reality. And this is a conversation that's happening really all up and down the West Coast and around the world. And these land nodes are starting to pop up. It's almost, if you imagine, like the conversation is like this mycelial network of people and places who are all sharing this similar vision of the future. And the land nodes are really starting to emerge. I can think of one in Portland. There's one in the desert outside of Las Vegas. There's one in Ecuador. There's one in New Mexico.
Sure. I live in Colorado, and they're coming. I mean, there's a lot of talk, and I think that there's definitely at least one that I know of already. I'm going to have to take a quick break, Jonah. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up our show about getting lucid with Lucidity Festival. So stick with us, and we will see you in a few minutes.
For 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at lucidityfestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And Jonah Haas and I are here getting lucid with Lucidity Festival. And Jonah and I were thinking that for the end of the show, to wrap up the show, it might be a good idea for those who are new to festivals or new to Lucidity, or for those of you just trying to up your festival game out there, if, you know, maybe Jonah, you had some advice on how people can prepare themselves for the festival.
Thanks. Well, for Lucidity, there's a number of things that we recommend that you bring, and then there's a number of things that we recommend that you don't bring. Sort of at the top of our list of one of the things to bring is a reusable water bottle. Yes. You're not going to find plastic water bottles on our site, and we would really encourage people not to bring plastic water bottles. We will have refillable water stations that you can refill your vessels, and it's super important for everybody to stay hydrated, because that's pretty much the number one festival downer, is when you get dehydrated and you get a headache and you get sick and you have to go sleep in your tent in the middle of the day when all your friends are having fun.
Yeah, not good. Stay hydrated, number one.
Yeah, stay hydrated, number one, and bring a reusable water bottle. Number two, bring an open heart. And
yes,
you know, it might sound cheesy, but it's super important and true. It's like, if you come guarded, you're going to have not as expansive of an experience as if you come open and ready to receive gifts, because there are a lot of gifts being offered at the site and at the event. And if you're ready to receive, there's infinite blessings that can come out of it. So, and if you're not ready to receive, then you won't receive them.
Yeah. And that's okay too.
That's okay too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also say to bring friends. The experience is best when shared with friends. And if you don't bring friends, that's cool. Make friends.
Do you have advice for making friends at a festival?
Yeah, absolutely. Say hi to your neighbor.
Yes.
And it's really as simple as that. You know, you say hi to your neighbor, you spark up a conversation, next thing you know, you're going and dancing with them and sharing stories, and you've met new friends for life. Another suggestion is to bring gifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, Burning Man is an example of a thriving gift economy, and Lucidity really encourages that type of gifting as well. And sometimes gifts aren't necessarily tangible. Sometimes gifts are a poem or an authentic expression of who you are.
Yeah.
And so that's really my next suggestion of what to bring, is the authentic you. And if that means, you know, bringing funny costumes that make you feel comfortable, or bringing body paint that makes you feel beautiful, or bringing your art, whatever sort of creative expression you have, if you want to bring that to share it with people, that is just so welcomed at Lucidity, and you're going to see it all over the place.
Absolutely.
And then bring your dancy pants, because there's lots of awesome dancing.
Yes.
To be had.
All day and all night. And what's great is there's tons of flow workshops and music during the day. I know I've always been at Spin Cycle. I hope they're still going to be there this year. And then at night, you know, the music goes until midnight, I believe, right? But then there's a silent disco all night long. And they have wireless headset, and you can wear the headset all over the festival grounds and just dance to the music. And it's kind of funny to see everyone. If you haven't seen a silent disco, you need to go just to see it. Because seeing everyone dancing and yelling, like cheering along with music, but there's no music. You just see them all moving. It's kind of a trip. It's actually really, really fun. So there's a lot of dancing. You're going to move. You're going to burn like 8,000 calories a day on your Fitbit, you know. but this is why, just from my personal advice, it's really important to take good care of yourself and nurture your body, sleep. Like, you have to rest. I know you're excited. And my first year, I was so excited. I was like, I don't want to sleep. I just want to keep going. And then I crashed. I missed like a whole day because I had to sleep. So like, take naps if you can't sleep for that long. Nap a lot, hydrate, eat food. They're, like we talked about earlier, there are amazing food options on site. And you really don't need to bring a lot of food, do you?
No, you don't need to bring food if you're going to plan to eat at our either our food commissary, which you can buy a pass for, and eat with the crew and volunteers and staff and musicians and workshop performers. There are a limited number of those passes that we offer. Or we have an amazing array of food vendors that are all curated with that same sort of soul food philosophy of sustainable, organic, local food in mind. And so we really encourage people to eat with our food vendors. And if you want to bring food, cool, go ahead and bring food and prepare it at your camp. One of the things that we recommend is take off the packaging at home.
Yeah.
And just bring the food in coolers. And that way there's less trash on site. We're, you know, a packet in, packet out event. So we really ask that everybody brings out all of the trash that they bring in. And so if you can really minimize that by taking off the packaging, that's one way that it helps. Especially when everybody does that, it makes a big impact.
Do you have advice? We only have like 3 minutes left in the show. What happened? But Jonah, do you have advice for stuff people should leave at home?
Your dogs.
Yeah.
For sure. We do allow people to bring service animals on site, but if it's not a service animal, then we really recommend that you leave your dogs at home, because during the day there is loud bass and it's not the best for animals.
Yeah, sure.
We also recommend people leave their negative vibes at home, unless that's really what's up for you and you're ready to transform them.
Yeah.
Then by all means, bring them, but bring them with the intention to work through them and let them go.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I guess my final comment is, you know, what should people expect at the end of the weekend, or the end of the whole week? What should people expect to feel when they come back to reality?
Well, I think that with a lot of events where you go and you party really hard and stay up late and maybe you take substances or you drink alcohol, by the end of the weekend, you're fried and you need a couple days to rest and recover. But we find a lot of people say that their experience leaving Lucidity is energized, rejuvenated, excited to bring some of the things that they've learned and integrated while on the festival grounds back into their lives. And so it's awesome that we can be producing an event that does have the party and people do the dancing and they do all the things, but are able to leave from there feeling better than when they arrived.
I think that's so important. And just very quickly, when I left Lucidity 2 years ago, so 2014, that's when I decided that I was going to start putting my work out there for the world. That's actually was the turning point. Strangest thing. And I was like, I don't have to be afraid anymore. Cause I was, believe it or not, I was an academic. I didn't, you know, my writing, I was very, like shy about putting it out there, my non-science writing. And the leaving Lucidity was when I decided I can stand in my power and put my name on it and feel okay with it. And that sparked a chain reaction of events, believe it or not, that led me here to where my writing has been read millions of times on all these big websites. And I now have the lucidplanet.com and this radio show. And so it's funny how sometimes when you go to these events, you can leave with a completely different perspective on your life, which had nothing to do maybe with the answers you were even seeking to begin with, but it's real. Mm-hmm. So on that
note,
yeah, right. It's super awesome. So I have a lot of love in my heart and I hope to see everybody there April 8th through the 10th, just outside of Santa Barbara, California. And I want to thank my guest today, Jonah Haas. And thank you, Jonah.
So much, Kelly. This was fun.
Yeah, this has been great. I want to thank Lucidity Festival, and I want to thank all the artists who were featured on this show, Groove Session, Hollis, Oneness, and Grime Time. And I also want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a great time, and I hope that you continue to join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can find out more about us at thelucidplanet.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. You can listen to all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, as well as iTunes and SoundCloud by typing in Lucid Planet Radio. Wow. So next week on the show, I will have one of my mentors and longtime friends, Mark Peebler, a.k.a. Dr. Dream, and we will be talking about love and galactivations and really healing. So have a wonderful week, and I will see you here back next time, next week, same time, same place.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.